You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are just 6 hours away from the kickoff of Week 5, which features the Cleveland Browns at home against the Buffalo Bills. Browns looking to go to 3-2 in a game that they absolutely can and should win tonight against the Buffalo Bills. Joining us now, as he always does, the one and only Gerard Cherry. What's up, Gerard?
Gentlemen, it is game day, and I am feeling it, and I am ready to go myself, even though it won't be hitting me in my head, but I'm good to go.
You are good to go. As we get closer here, we have arrived at game day. Give me your three keys to victory for the Cleveland Browns.
So it all starts with special teams, defense, and offense playing complementary football. They can do that. They're good to go, and from a defensive perspective, you want to be really specific. Do not make it easy for E.J. Manuel. Just do not line up right there and let him know what coverage you're in. Cause confusion. Do different things. Show one thing, do something else. Obviously, Brian Hoyer has to play like he played last week. No INTs, manage the game well, and do what's necessary. And let's see the semblance of a running game. If all those three things take place, I believe Cleveland Browns win this game outright.
Yeah, you bring up E.J. Manuel. I think he's the most curious X factor in this game, Gerard, when I think about it, because yes, Florida State definitely had its share of primetime moments, of big time feel for him as a college quarterback, but under the lights in the NFL is a different deal. And coming into this place where you've got a stoked up fan base that, you know, with rare opportunities to do this in the regular season, at least at the outset of this game, and hopefully from minute one to the time the clock hits zero, that they're roaring with reason to do so. That you can make life difficult for a guy like that. How much stock do you put in the idea that a rookie stepping into this environment really for the first time in his NFL life could have a problem with that?
Oh, I put a whole bunch of stock in. Heck, if I had an IRA, I'd transfer it over to it. That's how much stock I put into it, Vic, because again, he's a young, inexperienced player. And if you can do anything to make him uncomfortable, unfamiliar, and question just for a millisecond what he's doing, that could be the difference between that being a forced fumble, a badly thrown ball due to poor decision-making. So, yes, the fan base tonight has an opportunity and a chance to really have an influence on the outcome of this football game, because you're dealing with a young quarterback who has not been in the NFL environment that long to where he can't actually get around. Now, the guy, do not get me wrong, is polished. He's well-spoken. He is a professional, and he's learning the game, and I have faith that Buffalo has chose the right guy as their future quarterback, and yet and still, because of the fact he is so young and so inexperienced, you can still have an effect on him. Because think about it, it even works on veteran quarterbacks when it's such a loud atmosphere in which they can't get the cadence, and the offensive linemen and receivers are looking around because they can't get the snap count and things of that nature. So by all means, put it out there, fans, tonight. Yell, scream that crazy every chance you get when the offense of the Buffalo Bills take the football field.
And in a game that's expected to be low scoring, featuring two good defense, does that almost put more pressure on every single play? Because when you know that the points aren't going to be so plentiful, you know, one misstep, one pick six, one fumble return for a touchdown, et cetera, can be a pretty big deal ultimately in the outcome.
Yeah, and that's the key, by being smart with the ball and understanding that it is precious and not just forking it over. And I hope that really is the Browns' mentality tonight, that they are taking the Buffalo Bills as a serious competitor who can actually give them a good game, because then if you do that, you'll be conscientious, Nathan, of the football and its importance and doing what's necessary to, one, get off the field for defense, and two, to go down the field on offense and control the ball and not give it over. So, yes, I think with a game being expected to be a low-scoring game, that can't happen. At the same time, though, I do think that Browns have a chance to move the football down the field on this team, because if you look at the Ravens game, I walk away from it more so saying, and please, Browns players, don't you take this to heart. It was more of the Ravens beating themselves as opposed to them. Granted, the Bills did what they needed to do, but it was really the Ravens just played poorly.
Five interceptions. You can't win with five interceptions in the
NFL. They're a better team than they showed, obviously, in that game. But I'll say this. Because of the two games, they were so similar, right? I mean, the Bills got themselves on the map because they beat a team like the Ravens. The Browns got themselves on the map because they beat a team like the Bengals, and it was obviously a second win in a row. But I think the Browns win was far more legitimate. It was a case of the Browns beating physically that team, beating up that team, taking their will away with their defense. And that's the other story of this club. I think game in and game out, if that defense, and especially that front seven, the Phil Taylors, the Desmond Bryants, the DeQuell Jacksons, pound enough on the opponent and just take their will away, that sets a tone. We saw that in the Bengals team. At some point, I looked at A.J. Green and the way this game was going. He had his hands on his hips. He had the look of a bewildered guy that said, I don't know. You know, it's not going to be our day.
Frustration and not lactic acid had kicked it at that point. I agree with you, Vic, in regards to A.J. Green. And people always say a win is a win. Yes, in the win column, a win is a win. But how you win is important. And that's what you're speaking to, Vic, in that the Browns, they beat down the Bengals. Granted, the Bills did what was necessary to win the football game, but when you watch it, the most recent one with the Ravens, you don't say, okay, they beat the Ravens down. They got a lot of opportunity and chances, and they took advantage of what you're supposed to do. So it was definitely a different type of game. And if the Browns bring to the table that ultra-physical style of play complemented by the offensive special teams, I like the Browns' chances again tonight to win this football game.
And that's what everybody wants to see. And we talked about it earlier in the week. You've talked about it a little bit. You know, taking care of business in a game where you are supposed to take care of business, how important that is for this Cleveland Browns team and what a confidence builder that can be for them in this game. What, if anything, is it that concerns you about this game, especially now maybe some reports the weather could be bad, some rain a little sloppy, might favor the running game a little bit more, and that's somewhere that maybe the Bills have an edge. Is there anything that really concerns you about this game?
What really concerns me about this game is, from a professional standpoint, did guys do the things necessary as far as rest is concerned? Did guys study the extra film? Did the coaches did or did not overload them with a bunch of plays that they really can't get down in a short week? That's what concerns me going into the game. If those things did not take place, as far as guys were not getting rest, then yes, I'm concerned. Obviously, that will show up because guys will look tired. Because you got to remember, right now, Thursday, your body's still not quite right from a Sunday game. It's about Friday you start feeling good. So what concerns me is with such a young football team that the Cleveland Browns are, did the veterans and the leaders of the football team do enough to spread the message that it's about business and we're for real and we're not resting on the fact that we won two games in a row, we won three in a row?
Gerard, and we're visiting with Gerard Cherry, a regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Gerard, we brought up about the idea of a streamlined approach with game plan and not trying to cram too much. Essentially, the Browns had a half day of game plan preparation for this game, and I'm going to take a pretty strong guess here that it was the same for Doug Marrone and his coaching staff in Buffalo. So from an offensive standpoint, I think that is exactly what you'd probably expect to see, is that just highlight those best plays and not try to cram so much learning and thinking for, you know, Brian Hoyer in this offense in a short week. From the defensive standpoint, we had Ray Horton on this show earlier, and one of the things Ray said was that, you know, there was a full package of defense in the entire sort of playbook of the defense was installed in general. But that still doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make all those calls. But I'm presuming it's a little easier maybe to fit more in defensively than it is offensively.
Totally. And you're always at the advantage early on in the football season or a short week with defense because the execution is not as great and the timing is not as of a premium and necessity as it is with offense, making sure you get this guy and that guy. So, yeah, you can do certain things and different things on defense because it's just easier to communicate and orchestrate. So, yes, the defense is at a great advantage, and that helps the Browns out, obviously, facing a rookie quarterback. Now, at the same time, on the flip side, this is actually a break for E.J. Manuel in that he's going to have less to deal with in regards to what he needs to know and feel comfortable with, yet at the same time, the Browns can still throw just as much at them for those zone dogs and different looks to make them think one thing, but it's really something else. So it's going to be an interesting test match just to see how Doug Marrone and company goes about attacking Ray Horton's defense.
And that will be interesting because it is a defense, though, that I think matches up so well with what the Buffalo Bills want to do. They want to run the football while the Browns are giving up 2.7 yards per carry. They've got a solid number one receiver. The Browns take that away with Joe Hayden. So I think it'll be very interesting to see schematically what Doug Marrone tries to do against this Cleveland Browns defense that thus far has been one of the more dominant defenses in the NFL.
Yeah, and you got to imagine, Buzz the Screen has to step up again. Robertson, as well as DeQuell in the passing game, going to have to step up. T.J. Ward, as well as Gibson, also going to have to step up, because if you put Doug Marrone and company, you're thinking, we're going to go that route. That's probably our safest bet as far as what to do as opposed to running the ball, but try to beat you with the passing game with the names I just mentioned.
Gerard, great stuff. Looking forward to joining you on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network shortly as we do more analysis of this game.
Yeah, I will see you soon, Vic, and Nate Dogman, man. Take care, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, here we go. Game day, Browns, Bills tonight. We only have 15 minutes left here on this show, so we're going to get into some predictions. We're going to let you know what we see is going to happen here tonight at First Energy Stadium. Remember, get your gear. Get out there. Cheer this team. Get fired up. It's national TV. It's the Cleveland Browns looking to go to 3-2 tonight, and we'll be back to wrap things up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.